Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, a children's moment from our youth pastor, Justin Livingston, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor, Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m. and in our parking lot for our drive-in service at 11:30 a.m. here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you've chosen to worship here with us today. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor here. It's my pleasure to welcome you all into our community of faith. We're glad that you found us here in person inside of our sanctuary, and we welcome our many friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website this morning. We hope that worship will fill your spirit and renew your soul in your own journey of faith. As we gather for worship today, we welcome you if this is your first time with us and you are our guest. We hope that you will stop by our Welcome Center following worship today. We have a gift for you as being our guest, and we hope that you will receive it and then also worship with us next Sunday morning as well. If this is your first time, a little note about our worship service. We have communion every single time that we get together for worship, and so for those of us inside of our sanctuary, we hope that you picked up one of our little all-in-one communion kits from the communion trays. We will need those for communion later on in our worship service. For our friends who are joining us online, we invite you to have ready there the elements of communion that you will need at your house. And so if it's bread and juice and coffee and crackers, whatever is good as we celebrate around the Lord's table later on in our worship service today. Also, for those of us inside the sanctuary, on the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll find a little tear-off sheet. We invite you to take that out now and tear it off and fill it out. And let us know that you were here with us in worship today. On the back side, if you'd like to jot down prayer concerns that you may have or praises, you can fill those out. You can also tick one of those boxes if you'd like to know more information about getting involved in the life and work and ministry of our church. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering plate that's located outside the sanctuary doors on both the left and the right-hand side. And for our friends who are joining us online, on our church website, burlingtondoc.org, you'll find an online connect card. And so if you'd like to pass along prayer concerns or praises in your life, you can fill that out and submit that contact form. We're so excited to have John Tibbs with us for worship today. Let's give him another round of applause for his awesome, amazing music so far. Yeah. He was last with us a few years ago, and so we're so glad to have him back here with us today. It's been a wonderful joy we've been looking forward to as we've been moving through this pandemic and now have a little bit of sense of normalcy. It's good to have guests and wonderful musicians here in the life of our church. And so John mentioned that he's just now on the road for the very first time, kind of post-pandemic. And so we are so glad that he's here with us today. And he'll be with us in all three of our worship services this morning. And so it'll be a wonderful day. Outside the sanctuary doors on the left-hand side, you'll find a couple tables. And you can find some tables there that have some of John's merchandise if you'd like to purchase some of those. You'll also find a basket there if you'd like to make a special love offering just for his music and ministry. You can drop something in the offering basket out there. We're also looking forward to our Meet the Pastors gathering today following our drive-in worship service about 12:15. It'd be a great time to visit and to get to know some new members and new friends in the life of our church. And so if you haven't told us that you're coming, you're still invited to come. It should be a wonderful time following our drive-in service today. We're also recognizing our high school graduates today, and you see the insert that is located inside of your bulletins. We have 11 high school graduates this year, and you see their pictures and kind of what they plan on doing following graduation. I don't believe there are any graduates here at this service this morning, first thing. Burlington High School had their graduation at Bracewell Stadium last night at 7, and so some of the pictures on Facebook were really wonderful of a really nice graduation last night. And so we pray for our graduates, and we give thanks to God for them and for their life and love and for them being a part of our church family. And so as we celebrate them today and give thanks to God for them, we have a little kind of popcorn gift for all of us together here today. And so we are invited to take a little popcorn and celebrate graduates as you leave following worship this morning. It is good to be together here in the midst of worship, and so we're invited to stand up and say good morning to the friends around us, and you can wave hello to the folks in the camera on my left-hand side, all the folks who are joining us online.
Shall we pray? As we worship this morning, O God, we pray that your Spirit will be our strength, your word will be our guide, your love will be our comfort, and your promises will be our hope. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. As you're finding your seats, I invite the children to join me for this morning's children's moment. Two of you came down. How are you guys doing today? Well, I would hope you're enthusiastic because today, or I guess Friday was the last day of school, wasn't it? School is over for a couple weeks, so that means lots of swimming and playing and vacations, right? Have you guys ever been on vacation? Where did you guys go? Gemma? Wisconsin. You went to Wisconsin, Landry? South Dakota, very good. Well, are you guys planning on going on vacation this summer? Yeah? Well, good. Well, vacations are awesome because you guys can go somewhere brand new or somewhere that you've been several times. You can try new things and have new fun adventures. But also, vacations are great just to get away and get some rest. Even Jesus said in the Bible that sometimes we need to take some time off and go and get some rest. So if Jesus tells us that we need to do it, we better listen, right? And so in our Bible story today, it's a time where the disciples went to Jesus and they were telling Jesus just how much and how busy and how hard they had been preaching and teaching to all the needs of the people. And they had so many people coming to them all day long. They were so busy that they never even had time to stop and eat. And so Jesus, looking at his disciples, seeing how tired and how hungry and how long of a day they had, Jesus says, "You guys come and follow me, and we will go find a quiet place so that you guys can have some rest." And so Jesus and the disciples, they got into a boat, and they went off to a quiet place to rest. So as you can see, everybody needs a little time to get away and rest, even Jesus and his friends. So I hope you guys this summer will be able to have some time to take a rest and get away from things and recharge your batteries till school starts back up in the fall. All right? You guys have a safe and great week, and let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for work, for play, and for school. We also thank you for those times when we can get away from it all and get some rest. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's kids shout it out. Amen.
Dear Hay. you on the news today. Like a shark, you take my breath away. You fall like rain, cover us in drops of pain. I'm afraid that we just might drown. Dear hate, well, you sure are colorblind. Your kiss is the coolest kind. You could poison any mind, just look in mine. Don't know how this world keeps spinning round and halls, but I hate to tell you, love's gonna conquer all. Dear hate, you were smiling from that Selma bridge, and in Dallas when that bullet hit, Jackie cried, you pull those towers from the sky, even on our darkest night, the world keeps spinning round. You were there in the garden, like a snake in the grass, see you in the morning, staring through the looking glass. Just when I think you've given up, you were there in the garden when I ran from your voice. I hear you every morning through the chaos and the noise. You still whisper down through history and echo through these halls. And you tell me love's gonna conquer all. Gonna conquer all.
Love does conquer all. We all believe that. Won't you join me in our prayer hymn this morning? And the number is actually 636 in the hymnal.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comfort thee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me. I need thy presence every passing hour. What but thy grace can foil the tempter's hour? Who like thyself my guide and stay can be? Through cloud and sunshine, Lord, abide with me. Hold thou the cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies. Heaven's warm morning breaks the end of vain shadows. Death, abide with me.
In this season of growth, open our hearts to grow in love.
In your creative process in our lives, we look around and we see the beauty of your world, the blossoming flowers and plants, the growth of children, the joy of celebrations of graduation and marriage, of receiving new life. We give thanks for our church and community graduates, and we pray your blessing would be upon each of them in their present and their futures. We pray for health, success, and happiness for each. We ask your blessing today on this journey of faith to which we have been called. We confess that often the world which we can see seems stronger than the world of the unseen. The world of certainty and sense all around us seems much stronger than the world of faith and trust and risk. We look at the needs of the world, and the daunting task of meeting even a small part of them seems overwhelming and impossible. We need your help, O God. Help us this day to experience the power of faith which Jesus compared to a mustard seed. Help us to know that by faith, your church can still move mountains. Help us to know and to trust that even though we cannot see the results of our efforts immediately, that there is something growing and coming to fruition, and that good will come. Help us to know that life is better when we live with expectation and hope rather than pessimism. Help us to know, in spite of all the negatives in the world, that you are still working in and through us. Help us to scatter the seed of faith and to trust in your quiet working for good. God of love and justice, we lift to you today all who suffer. We pray for those who struggle daily with their health or wellness. We pray that you would be a source of strength and hope for them when they cannot see a way to improvement. We pray for those who are oppressed and held down by systems beyond their control. We pray for real change that goes beyond party lines and seeks the common good for all people. We pray for those who have food insecurities, those who lack safe housing, and those who cannot meet their needs. We pray that there would be changes in us as a society that would empower and raise up all people to employment and income to fully sustain life in a fair way for all of your children. We give you thanks for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and above all of those blessings, we give you thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the salvation that he brought into the world. We pray all of our prayers in his name, and we lift to you the prayer that he taught his disciples praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This morning we open up God's word to the book of 2 Corinthians, beginning with chapter 4, verse 13, and going through chapter 5, verse 1. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Everyone has been in a waiting room. At some point in your life, you have been to see the doctor, and so because of that, you've spent a lot amount of time in your life waiting. These days, we know what this drill is like. You make sure that you are masked up before you walk in the door. You get your temperature checked. You answer the usual COVID-19 protocol questions. You sign the paperwork, and you get yourself checked in. And then once everything is ready and all you have to do to head back into those back rooms, to head into your appointment, the only thing you have to do left is to hear your name called. But before that happens, you have to sit and wait. You sit down in those chairs that are safely spaced apart. You watch the news that is playing on the TV softly up there in the corner. You kind of flip through those old magazines that are lying there on the table. And you always pull out your phone and begin scrolling through social media. And soon you begin texting your family and friends. No, I'm not in yet. I'm still sitting here waiting. Sometimes, on the very lucky occasion, your name is called straight away and you hardly have time to pull out your phone before your name is called. But other times, not so much. Then you wait and you wait and you wait and then you wait some more. The rational part of you is okay with this waiting. If the reason that you are waiting is because someone is getting the care they need in those exam rooms and the doctor is spending extra time with them there, going through all of their questions, making sure everything is going to be okay, that they are in fact going to be okay, the rational part of you is okay with that waiting because you trust that you will receive that same care. But sometimes even the most rational of us become irrational. The waiting and the waiting and the waiting for our name to be called is a bit too much at times. It makes us look at our watch and stop again there at the front desk to make sure they haven't forgotten all about us. And we begin to count the people around us that we were here first, but they get called. And so it's not fair, we kind of tell ourselves as we're sitting here waiting. You know what it's like to bide our time and to scroll on our phone and to kind of twiddle our thumbs. We know what it's like just to sit around waiting. Well, for better or worse, there is this sense of this waiting in this passage before us today. We hear a word about this from the Apostle Paul, this passage that we just heard. And let me preface this passage by saying how much I love this word from the Apostle Paul. In fact, when I am meeting with families before a funeral or before I step into the hospice house to pray and read some scripture, I often pull this passage from 2 Corinthians out. The page in my main Bible where this shows up is worn. There are pencil-marked brackets around it. I've underlined my favorite pieces. I even have this passage favorited on the Bible app on my phone. So it's like American Express. I never leave home without it. It is always on my person. I love the hope that is found in this scripture. Paul says we do not lose hope. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day after day. Because we look not at those things that can be seen, but we look to those things that can't be seen. He says we know that if this earthly tent we live in is destroyed, if this body and these bones and this life break down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal up there in the heavens. There is so much hope to be found in this scripture, so much assurance, because this isn't all there is. There is more to life than these bones and these troubles and these stretches. So much hope to be found whenever we're standing around the casket about to say goodbye to a loved one whose body has broken down and they've passed away. To hope and to trust and believe with the fiber of every part of our being that we will see our loved one again. There's so much hope to be found in this passage. It's good news for them, but it's good news for us too. I mean, we know all about our life breaking down. Some of us, praise the Lord, are walking miracles, giving thanks for good doctors and amazing science and God working through people who care for us. We know about our body with its creaks and tired knees. Long gone are the days when we hop out of bed first thing in the morning. Now we kind of roll and thump on the floor instead of hopping out of bed. People can hear us groaning when we stand up from a good 10, 15 miles away whenever we stand up out of a chair. We know about this passage because the day will come when we too will join that great cloud of witnesses up there in the great beyond. When the roll's called up yonder, as that old hymn says, we too will be up there. This hope from this passage tells us this. But the thing about this hope, I mean, as wonderful as it is, the thing about it is that we have to be careful. We have to watch out. Because if we only hear the Apostle Paul talking about where we go after we die, then we miss the point. If we only read the passage at the cemetery, huddled around the grave, there at the casket, trying to get in close as the cold wind blows so shivering cold. If all we do, and whenever we come to church and pray and be a part of a community of faith, is just waiting, then it becomes some kind of spiritual waiting room. Like we're just waiting around for things to happen. Like we're sitting here with like the TV on mute, flipping through old magazines, waiting for our number to be called, waiting. I mean, sometimes we find ourselves slipping into that heaven ticked punch kind of mentality. That like we sit through worship and we believe and we pray, and we're just here waiting. But whenever we slip into this kind of thinking, we miss what following Jesus Christ is all about. I mean, what we do here together, what we do together with our friends who are joining us virtually online, is more than just a free pass to heaven. Paul says we come not just because our outer nature is wasting away, but we come because we want our inner nature to be renewed day after day. We want what happens on the inside of us to grow and to deepen and flourish in God's love. We want to deepen our life of faith so that we can experience God's grace here and now, not just at the very end. We know that life is richer and fuller and the presence of God touches our lives. And we share this love with others because we want them to experience the same blessings we have here and now, not just in the end. I mean, understanding this kind of strange dichotomy here about living this life, not just for the end, but living for God here and now. It's like knowing the difference between just passing through some place and putting down roots. I mean, we know how it is. I mean, let's just say that you are traveling through Burlington, coming from the east. You're just about on Highway 34, just about to cross over our big tall bridge. And you see downtown the library and the downtown buildings and all the tall steeples there. And sometimes whenever we are driving through town, Burlington is just a stopover, like a pass through town on our way toward our final destination someplace else besides this. And when this happens, like regardless of whatever town we stop in, whenever this happens, we try to get in and get out as fast as we can to keep on going. Sometimes whenever we're passing through a town, we wish that our family could be like an Indy 500 pit crew and get like a set of fresh tires and like fill up with gas and food and back on the road in less than 6.5 seconds, in and out as fast as you can. I mean, that's what we hope for if it's a long way to go and a short time to get there. We say, where's the fast food? Who needs a pit stop? Everybody gets their shoes on. Let's go in and out. We try to get out as quick as can be. But if we put down roots, if we realize that where we are matters and that what we do while we are there matters and how we live our life matters, then we see life differently. I mean, in our fair little city, having the quick in-and-out restaurants and places are great and very important, but also are those places where you can sit and have it feel like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. You can watch your kids and your grandkids grow up and you see the seasons change around you and the town shift around you because you shift with it. And even though you know that this place here is not your final destination, it is more than enough time to treat it more than just a waiting room where you're just kind of hanging out, waiting. But we trust that God has placed us where God needs us to be. And so we put down deep, firm roots in God's love. See, that's the Apostle Paul was trying to get at. We may be only in this world, not of this world, but this is where God has set us. Here we are called to renew our inner nature. We find God's moving in our life. We grow in our faith and we share God's love around us by telling others about the good news of Jesus Christ. I mean, we know these days are more than just a spiritual waiting room, checking our watch and counting the seconds and tapping our foot. But in this place is a journey with God's love. And it's more than enough time to live a life full of Jesus Christ. May it be so for us. Amen.